Crisis of the Week podcast with your host, Eric White.
Holy shit, what a news day. Listen, I don't know how you found me, but I'm glad you found me. This is Angry Eric White with the Crisis of the Week podcast. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of June, 2018. You can get a hold of me. You can reach me at Angry Eric White on Twitter, or you can email me at angryericwhite@gmx.com. If you're listening to the show, I appreciate it. Follow me. I really would love for you to follow me, subscribe, however you do it, whatever your podcaster, whatever your podcast player does, do it. Listen, a lot of stuff going on today. The elections last night, the little socialist girl that beat out the 10-term congressman down in New York City, no surprise. He didn't take it very seriously. This girl got out. Grassroots, New York City, they're all a bunch of socialists anyway. It's all about what can you do for me and what can you give me. Not really a big surprise there. Congratulations to her. I can't even remember her name because too many other things have come and pushed her out of the limelight. There was a decision brought down by the Supreme Court today that allows people who are not members of their union to opt out of paying union fees. Now, that is huge. I am a member of a state and local government union. When I joined, they said, okay, you can join the union and we're going to take $25 from you per paycheck, or you cannot join the union and we're going to take $25 from you per paycheck. Well, it's kind of a, do you want punched in the mouth or do you want punched in the gut? You know, I signed up for the union. I'm not a union guy. I'm conservative, very conservative. I'm not a union guy. I did not really want to be in the union, but at least giving them the money under the pretense of some sort of a membership, as opposed to just giving them the money because they're saying we're going to take the money from you, it made more sense to me. So I joined the union. So here we are, and they're saying now that they can't do that anymore, that it's unconstitutional. Woohoo! That's perfect. That's great. I can get my money back, right? Well, not so fast there, Skippy. In the state of New York, the money grabbing progressive bureaucracy that they are. We've talked about Andrew Cuomo. He's a douchebag. They saw this coming and they worked something into the budget where once you're in the union now, they make it so fucking hard to get out that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to even try to get out of the union. They want you in there. They want that money because the union dues that we're paying, whether we're in the union or whether we're not in the union dues that we're paying goes to the Democrat Party for them to fund their reelection. It's a money machine. It's like an ATM for the Democrats so that they can just take that money out anytime they want for use on their campaigns and stuff. It's like a big money laundering scheme. It's a bunch of bullshit. Like I said, it's not very useful. This ruling that came down, not very useful for, us here in New York State. However, for other states, I hope that they're able to take advantage of it and they can finally just get away with just do away with the unions once and for all. Now, union, what are they? I really don't see a whole hell of a lot of benefits of having a union. I get my dental insurance through the union. I get my eye insurance through the union. Any more eye doctors are fighting for your money. $100 for an eye exam and two pair of glasses. I pay more than that in premiums every year. I'll guarantee you that. And dentists are starting to get around to about the same thing. They want your business. They want you in, so the prices are going down. They do collective bargaining and stuff like that for you, and they'll put somebody in the office if there's a grievance. I show up, I do my job, I don't cause any hassles, I don't cause any problems, I don't have any grievances, I have no reason to have somebody in an office for a disciplinary hearing. If I'm in an office for a disciplinary hearing, I deserve it. And there's a reason, and I don't need somebody there holding my fucking hand, you know, going, it's okay, we won't let them fire you, we won't let them fire you. If I need fired, if I'm doing a shitty job, fucking tell me I'm doing a shitty job and get rid of me, you know? The rest of these, oh my god, I can't work without somebody holding my hand. Oh, all these fucking millennials and stuff, I don't know how they're going to go to work without their mamas there. But another one of the big things that came out of the Supreme Court today, and I'm talking really fast, this is going to be a short show. I apologize for that. You're probably like, thank God. His shows are already 25 minutes too long, and that's, you know, my shows are usually 25 minutes. So, but the other great thing that came out today, another huge win for us, Judge Anthony Kennedy decided that he is going to retire July 31st. That gives Donald Trump another pick for the Supreme Court. What does that mean? That means we will have a majority, and this could affect court rulings for a generation, for the next 25 years. Judge Kennedy sat on the court since 1988. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan. This is huge. I can't wait. Trump says he is not going to wait. He's going to start work right now. He probably has a list of people that he's looking at choosing from. The only thing is, the asshats led by fuck you, Chuck you, Schumer, they're going to try to stonewall this. They're going to try to stop it every way they can. They're going to, you know, listening to Rush today, he said that they'll probably have some sort of a, they'll say, well, Trump's under investigation. We can't allow somebody to pick a Supreme Court justice who might not even be in office in 6 months from now. Well, that's fucking bullshit, because you know he's going to be in office 6 months from now, because they don't have anything on him in this investigation with Paul Manafort. Strzok is in testifying right now as I'm talking to you on this podcast. They've pulled this guy in. They're asking him about his tweets. He's fucking crooked as the day is long. This whole investigation is a bunch of bullshit. They need to stop it. Let the American people get on with what the American people need to do, and that is support our president. Make America great again. I'm excited, man. If you can't tell, I am pumped up today. It's a great day. It started out to be kind of shitty because, you know, the first news I heard was, I guess Bill Clinton was on The Daily Show. I didn't even know that was still a fucking show. Jon Stewart left and they went to shit. But anyway, they found Bill Clinton somewhere. He's probably on this fucking book tour. They asked him about the whole Sarah Huckabee Sanders thing and the red hen. And, you know, he came out and he says, well, I really feel sorry for Ms. Sanders. But it's Donald Trump's fault. Fuck you. Now you're trying to, you want to put the blame on Donald Trump for everything. You know, yesterday you were blaming Maxine Waters. Now you're going to blame Trump and try to put it back on us. Fuck you, old man. Take your bitch ass squeaking wife and go somewhere else. We're done. I hope we're done with the Clinton. She's over in England, still whining and complaining about the Electoral College in the United States and how it's not fair because she lost. It's been two fucking years. Get over it, you stupid bitch. It's done. It's over. You lost. Go away. Fade away. You know, if you're gonna primp and prime your daughter to go in, that's fine, but I just don't want to hear your voice anymore, because I can't deal with that. But anyway, listen, I'm pumped up. I can't wait to see how this plays out the rest of the week. You know, the fucking progressives and the liberals are just going to lose their fucking mind. I'm so glad that I don't have cable, because I really don't want to listen to them on and on and on about it. But here you go. Crisis of the week. This is something for them to be outraged about. The outrage yesterday, you know, we talked about, it was kind of waning. It was kind of, you know, the crisis on the border was kind of losing its luster and losing its outrage. And now, boom, here it goes. Boom. It's all blown up for them. And now they're, you know, now they got something new to focus on and complain, and how it's going to ruin America by allowing Trump to put this new Supreme Court justice out out there. So I can't wait to see how this plays out. I hope he just fucking rams somebody so conservative down their throat. Like I said, they're never going to let it go through easy. They're not going to give up without a fight. But at least we have a chance. I am so happy today. Everything is falling apart for the progressives, for the liberals. And it all started with that loss of Hillary Clinton in 2016. This investigation's going nowhere. The super leftist Marxist socialist kids that are winning these elections they're not going to stand any chance against the Republicans who are they're up against in the midterm elections. We've got that in the bag. And now, you know, the Supreme Court rulings that came down yesterday, the Supreme Court ruling that came down today, you know, the Supreme Court ruling. Oh, I'm so excited. The Supreme Court rulings that came down yesterday that said that the immigration ban could go through. Trump's, you know, huge win for Trump on the immigration ban. Beautiful. And now the last decision that they make before they recess, last decision. Okay. I'm going to breathe. Whew. Oh, I'm so wound up. Okay, so then they pass this decision about the unions. It's going to cost the Democrats so much money. That's a beautiful thing. They're going to actually have to fight a fair fight and go out and actually raise money on their own. And then Justice Kennedy says he's leaving. You know what could make this week better? If Ruth Bader Ginsburg just said, you know what? If Andy's going, I'm going too. And she just walked right off into the sunset and we got another Supreme Court justice. Not that that's ever going to happen. She'll die there because she loathes Trump so bad. You know, she gave a half-assed apology for comments that she made during the campaign. But she hates him, and she will do anything. She will sit there in that bench until they have to pry that gavel out of her fucking skeleton hands. You guarantee it. Listen, I'm going to get going. Thanks for listening. I hope you're as pumped up about this news as I am. This is just a beautiful day. Thanks for listening. Follow me. Subscribe to the podcast if you can. If you will, please, I would appreciate it. Send me a tweet on Twitter at @AngryEricWhite. Send me an email, AngryEricWhite@gmx.com. God bless America. Fuck Schumer. I'm out.
Is it such a crime if I had to speak what's on my mind? Remaining relatively blind to consequences, vile or sublime. I keep loosely with the rhythm, cause I got a yellow ribbon tied round in my gut where I splatter my anatomy. I talk about insanity, cause that's where my mind's at. Dr.